Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber at StuWeb.com. It is November 11th, 2020. It's my guest today. And I welcome Dr. Paul. It was on earlier with Dr. Whistleblower, Lieutenant Intelligence Officer, Army Intelligence, Scott Bennett. You need to listen to that show, folks, I think. Comment in a moment, Paul. I also have Heidi on, and I have Jeff on. We're all believers in Jesus Christ. We've had this roundtable discussion several times. We're going to continue because I respect their opinions, and I think it's important that we have a show like this at least once or twice a week to have people understand a different picture. With that said, Paul, you want to take it from here?
Yes, thanks, Stu. Joffrey and Heidi, I know that we've gone over similar material regarding the election. I thought we would start with you guys' insights, where you think we are in terms of the canvassing by the secretaries of state in the certainly in the states that are mostly contested, and then also what sort of timeline you think we're on, and what sort of chances you're giving Donald Trump for remaining in office. So, Joffrey, can we start with you and get your analysis?
Sure. What kind of chances? I guess I'm going to start with that last one. I think that's a conundrum that I think a lot of people are thinking about, is where are we with Trump? What is his attitude about things? I mean, he seems to be a little bit, I would almost say, quietly confident. I haven't seen anything to the contrary. Well, a couple of disturbing things will just say, I have heard the concern me is here we are again back at, and I'm going to maybe jump ahead of what you said, I hope not, but if I do, steer me back, but his willingness to move forward with operation, the storm vaccination basically program. So that the fact that he seems to be signing off, they asked the general about that. And he said, we're going to go through with this. Now, will the American people accept it? That's the other thing. Well, how soon do you think they can have it done? Well, we think we can have it done in 24 hours. So, I mean, those are terribly concerning things. So I guess I have a little bit of a mixed emotion about where we're at with things. Not that it would matter, possibly, as to who's in office. But my feelings, I guess, about where Trump stands is, and I have these conversations with people, is you can say, okay, look, we've got to wait till this is all sifted out. There's too much at stake, and why don't we want to know the truth? Isn't it imperative to understand that the truth matters? If this thing isn't construed, if this thing isn't looked into, if this thing isn't vetted, and we go ahead with the media-elected president-elect Biden, then we've circumvented the system. We've made our own rules. And I guess this is the fallacy I see. We are in huge trouble no matter which direction we move here.
Now, if you look at
the people I talk to, get back to that comment.
Jeffrey, I asked
they
a question.
Think that I'm in total denial. Total denial that there is no fraud. There isn't any fraud taking place. How can you prove it? You can't prove it. And they don't want to hear it. So you've got a Biden contingency that isn't going to listen anyway. You've got a Trump contingency that's made up its mind as well, and maybe somewhere in the middle is the truth, and I'm going to defer back to you guys on that.
Stu, you had a question there or a comment.
Well, I forgot what my question was. Go ahead. Go ahead, Paul.
Heidi, what are you hearing? I give you credit, girl, because when I look on the book, you are a warrior for Jesus, girl, and I love it. And your capacity to love and to also express powerful messages, I just thank you. So now the question is, where are we at with this selection recount? And, man, you mixed it up, so you're hearing from everybody.
You know, first and foremost, I will go always to every single one of these situations is first sifting through God's hands. I that's where I get my strength in knowing that he's already seen all of this happen. And we know because we've read the Bible, he wins in the end. And so right now, I do believe, I am a firm believer that the truth will be revealed. I really do. In terms of the election fraud, it sure seems like there's a significant number of people that I personally know and have, and even globally, I mean, just around the world, people are far more in the light around the world, it seems like, than are here. I don't know if it's because of their other news media outlets in other countries. I'm not positive. Yeah, I have certainly been taking on some precious people, some friends of mine, acquaintances as well. And that's, I think, there again, kind of like going back to what we said the other day, the importance of being warriors for the truth. We have to be. We don't have a choice. The time is now. So, I've been digging into a variety of different scripture. And if you don't mind, if I could just read Galatians 6, verses 7 through 9.
You know, I've never minded very well, Heidi, so you should certainly read Galatians 6 through 9, please.
Thank you. You know, God's talking about not being deceived. And here we go. Verse 7, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For who he sows his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not lose heart. And boy, I'll tell you what, that just propped my heart and my warrior, like, spirit up so much today. I think so many non-believers believe that we are to be just docile as Christians. I'm like, oh boy, you don't know God's word, because we are supposed to be warriors for the truth and the gospel. And so back
and
to you guys.
If you are, you get rewarded for it. You get salvation. God
Amen.
Is merciful. Oh, he has salvaged me this month, I guarantee you. I couldn't believe what had happened. But anyway.
Well, I just want to interject.
It's because of prayer. God performs miracles because of prayer.
Amen.
And right now, the Holy Spirit is running over with fulfillment of prayer. He'd do almost anything for anybody to prove that he's real. I ask everybody listening, get on your hands and knees if you believe, but you haven't seen prayers answered. Get on your hands and knees. If you aren't a believer, do it. And say, God, are you real? Prove to me. Don't ask him for $1 million. Don't ask him for this or that. He's going to probably laugh at you. Who knows? He might give it to you. But ask him for something of your heart's desire, a healing for a family member, friend, something like that. And watch what happens. Say, Lord, if you answer this one prayer for me, I'll serve you the rest of my life. You watch what happens. 9 out of 10 times, your prayer is going to be answered. Go ahead, Heidi.
I'm just going to pick up on what Heidi read from Galatians. I've been rereading Acts of Apostles again, and it sounds tautological, of course, that it might as well be entitled either Actions of the Apostles or the Works of the Holy Spirit. Many of our listeners are familiar that Dr. Luke wrote both Luke and Acts of Apostles. And so really it's one volume, two books. And so I'm through Acts of Apostles back in Luke, And, of course, I think John is something, the Gospel of John, that everyone ought to read once a month. And we can never know that too well. Back to the election, Stu. Dr. Bennett did a nice job today. And you know a lot. And I think we just need to hear from you and let it rip what you think is going on. What do you believe is really actionable intelligence? What should people believe? What should they be concerned about? I can tell you that the mainstream media, the message is there's no corruption, there's no fraud. Move along. And then, I'm getting other information from people that just suggest there's so much fraud that it's ridiculous to take a guy like Charlie Schumer or Jake Tapper or – you know, the same people that promoted the Bushes and Bubba and Hilarity and Barry. So let it rip, Stu.
Well, I know that Donald Trump's going to be reelected president of the United States. I do know that. Now, Scott Bennett, who's a whistleblower, who worked in the same building, he mentioned today, I keep forgetting the name of the corporation. It was a Mossad operation. But he happened to work, and they were subbing from U.S. intelligence. And Scott was trying to find terrorist money, terrorist financing, and he was on the trail of this guy. He gets thrown in jail with a banker out of Switzerland later. He gives him everything. Like when I was thrown in as a whistleblower, I met 1,500 Iran-Contra players, including super spook Otis Johnson, that was busting the Louisiana governor. His roommate was the guy that busted John Gotti. So I came to know people, like Scott did. He mentioned that, how it is. We meet people that we never expected. It saves us. Scott spent 38 and a half months in jail. I spent 10 and a half as a whistleblower. Now, he worked in the same building Snowden did. And the secrets that were being released were on the top floor, fifth or sixth floor of that building. They were a defense contractor, and Rumsfeld, the treasonous bastard underneath George W. Bush, was sitting there throwing a table, tables, an entire floor with top secret Defense Department intelligence documents of everything. And two Israelis had access to the building and were coming in, and people were noticing it, saying, what in the hell is going on? Now, Snowden went public after the United States Congress and Senate changed the law and said you can't spy on the American people to the degree that we were doing under 9-1-1 right after that, which was all that set up this national security, Big Brother, alien, New World Order, what they have now, 5G, electrocute us with, and do the other stuff and spy. Now, Snowden came public. Decided the American people needed to hear it. So he blew the whistle, and he went through Russia, planning on getting out of the country and going to some other country, and he got stuck in Russia. Now, Ed Snowden needs a trial. He needs to have a presidential pardon. He's a hero, not the enemy. Now, Scott Bennett worked in the same building. He's a hero. He needs a presidential pardon. I think they've still got shit hanging over Scott's head, those charges. Now, his attorney happens to be Sidney, what's her last name? Powell. Now, the attorney for General Flynn, the attorney who is putting out that there is an FBI sting operation on right now, ongoing. It's been flooding the internet for 2-3 days. I've gotten confirmation this afternoon, this evening, without getting into it. It's somebody you talked to one time, former prosecutor of Colorado, says, Stu, don't give up. People are going to the grand jury. Huck, she knew more. Go to secrecy. Okay. She knew more than what I thought. Now, Otis Johnson was killed after I talked to him. 2 months later, he's dead. I talked to him. He said, don't worry about what's this dude's name that was prosecuting Trump on the false dossier crap.
Robert Mueller, the head of the FBI.
Yeah. That's my name in my brain tonight. Yes, very true. Okay, now Mueller, He told me, he said, if Mueller does not do his job, he's going to find himself in a prison cell. And I said, what do you mean by doing his job? If he doesn't prosecute Hillary and the others, instead of looking the wrong way, he's going to find himself in a jail cell. Two weeks later, Otis was dead, on his deathbed. Something told me to call him. I couldn't reach him. I call his cell. His son answers, tells me he's in the hospital, puts the phone up to his ear, and he tells me, Stu, they got me this time. They hit me with the death ray. They hit me with the death ray. Bush got me. He says, I can feel it. I'm not going to be around much longer. Next day, I call him. He's on my way into hiding, and he's in the car with his son. He had told me. I said, Otis, if anything happens to you, what are they going to do with you? Where are you going to be buried? And he says, I won't be. They'll dissect my brain. It's part of my agreement with the NSA. Because he was a super brainchild. Okay? You can hear a recording of the radio bar of him back in 2013 when he was talking about going to Bluffdale, Utah, where the new alien base is, hooked into the NSA's Kojiko, Israeli Mossad-owned U.S. government's telephone company, which is espionage. Now, what is going to happen based on what I'm seeing and what Scott Bennett basically said today, Paul, is, you know, he rendered his opinion. There's going to be prosecution. There's going to be a military cleanup. Donald Trump today, or yesterday, whichever it was, my days are blending together. I'm starting to get some sleep and it's hammering out. But here's the point. He fired the Department of Defense's secretary, got rid of him. He hired two undersecretaries at the Department of Defense. One of them was a former aide to now the governor of Florida, good guy, who was on the committee, judicial committee that was hammering Strzok, McCabe, Comey, and all the slime balls, scumbags. That's my new word for it. That's what the congressional investigations used to call investigators, the female scumbags. Here's the point. There was going to be prosecution of people. Today, yesterday, today, Fran Townsend, CIA witch that was involved in my attempted demise in 2010, involving the car crash with Division Number 5 of FBI, and I can prove that. And she was on my trail in Nebraska trying to get me hit, and a helicopter went down as a result because of Otis and others. Now, Fran Townsend, she's a CIA spoofer, spin doctor. She appears on the national news, and it's to send a message. Oh, Biden got to have transition authority. Trump needs to concede. We need to figure out a way that he still gets the information as the future president. They've gone batshit crazy over that because he's not getting the FBI information, the CIA. He can't go to the director and say, I'm your future president. I'm going to fire you unless you cover up this investigation on me for voter fraud. He can't do that. So they're going bat shit crazy yesterday and today. That's one of the keys. They can't find out. Now, Trump comes out. He says he's going to release all classified information to the American people. I think it was yesterday he said that. This whole thing's so power-packed. Today, the Secretary of State for Georgia said they're going to do a hand count, recount of all the votes. It'll take about a month. The governor of Florida comes out and says, well, if there's, when the recount are in and the official vote comes in, if there's rioting and looting, which he expects Trump to win, in Florida by Antifa, Black Lives Matter, any terrorist organization or anyone, every resident, I'm signing the executive order of the state of Florida, has the right to defend themselves and their property and use the Second Amendment to do so. Shoot them. He signed the executive order. There's so many things that have transpired. The Federal Election Commission director for the Fed, for all the states, the guy really in charge comes out and says it's there is voter fraud. That's all he said. Now, attorney after attorney have weighed in on this and said that basically once all the votes were counted, it wouldn't even matter if it was one delegate that was fraudulent or not that Biden won, because the Senate is controlled by, I think, 38 new Republican senators the day before the election. If the count isn't done and an official vote has been not rendered, then the Senate will put it before a vote, which they are, out of 50 of them, 38 are Republican, two-thirds. So the president will remain president. And he's not going to concede. I think and believe there is a sting operation based on what I've been picking up on.
You're always ahead of me before I can even ask my questions.
I hope Joffrey, I answered your question.
Joffrey, you pointed out in your analysis that both sides are dug in. And Heidi, you're mixing it up daily, and I just went on the book just to kind of see what you were doing. And no flexibility, not from either side. And what bends my mind is people, I think, that don't know about principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, cosmocrators, archons, Parnesius, Nimikai, all of the Greek names.
Demonicrats. You got to use the word demonicrats.
A lot of secular people do not understand the spiritual war that's going on. And, you know, sometimes people say, well, why did they go to war in 1861? And there was a lot of promotion on both sides, and the country was divided, and I think that Stu knows my position on things, and Heidi and Joffrey, you've heard that I think the Jesuits are the deep state operatives, and what I've done, Stu, recently is sent you a document that I hope you'll post. I continue to say we just love to walk the edge together, because I think once you understand, and I thought Scott Bennett answered the question really well. The deep state is deeper than those faces you see. There's Brennan and Clapper and Comey, but behind those guys is a very, very deep, dark ruling cabal of humans that have made agreements with the entities. And if not for God's grace, we'd already be toast.
Al Martin, the Iran-Contra whistleblower, used to tell me there's 13 above the president to tell him what to do. But he never would tell me that Leonard Billman, my ex-witch doctor's father, was one of them.
There is a lot of opaqueness. It's very fuzzy who really is behind the curtain. And I think in some instances we would be surprised, and others would say, well, there you have it. Now, I personally think that Barry is the 12th Mahdi, and not only is he the 12th Mahdi, but Barry may be a candidate for the little prince, the man of perdition. Now, I know in the Bible, all of the dark ones, they think they know who the little prince is, and then they get surprised, and then, of course, the man of perdition turns on them. And so the people then think, oh, man, the lawless one turned on the people that promoted him. So I think we're in the biggest mess ever. And it's tough for me to conjecture, to surmise a favorable outcome that there's not an uncivil war that results. We've been running an economy on phony fiat currency. And not only that, but we are on globalism 2.0. And the biggest feature that no one's talking about, at least in general conversation, is GRINS technology and what is happening with GRINS technology and geopolitics and what's going on in other parts of the world. Azerbaijan and Armenia are at war right now. Turkey is is in there stirring up trouble. They shot down a Russian helicopter, and Putin then gets his apology. Iran is up to no good. Israel can't be trusted. They've already cut a deal with China. Israel's not our friend. I think there's a lot of good people in Israel. I think some Israelis actually believe in the Torah, but for the most part, Israel is a country that has been infiltrated with the Babylonian Talmud, and the American Israelis tend to be secular and pro-Palestinians, and then you have the more religious ones that seem to be more into the Talmud. So I think
we have Bibi Netanyahu making a comment, congratulations to Biden.
Benjamin Jared Kerr, the president's son-in-law,
Mossad agent, telling him to resign two times on the national press this week in the past 2 days, and his own daughter sent it to him one time. They need to be kicked out of the White House. Good.
Well, I'm just presenting that there's not just America, and we focus on America because this is where we are, and this is where we're living, and we're either going to be martyrs or God's going to use us beyond that. And I think what's really important is that we have an open dialogue about what really is going to happen here as time goes on, and there's talk of a trucker strike. We know that the whole stock market is phony. It's rigged, and they're keeping a lot of people asleep. And I want to introduce a topic that we seem to keep going back to. The mainstream media on the nightly news, the national news, it's COVID, fear. And then on the local news, it's more COVID, fear. And now I'm hearing that one out of three people are testing positive. Well, at some point, don't we have to say, well, everyone's got COVID? And what exactly is COVID?
Yeah.
I don't know. Jonathan, can we start with you?
Can I add to this for a moment? I think what has happened, because they have done so much covert operations, this satanic cabal. If you look at Biden's, and I'll have all this posted up tomorrow, I've talked about in this past two shows, Biden's cabinet members, who he's going to pick, blah, blah, blah. It's all Obama stooges. Now, or Bush stooges. Here's the point. We got nothing but New World Order on one side. On the other side, we have a president who's tried to do his best. He broke GATT, NAFTA, the trade deals, all the stuff leading to globalism. What did Biden come out and say? He says, I'm going to sign executive order the first day as president to eliminate all the things Donald Trump has done, including I'm going to put the peace agreement back in together with Iran. I mean, this guy is nothing but an old stooge out of the White House. He served his 8 years as vice president. He was in charge of national security, and he screwed everything up because he's a New World Order satanic scumbag. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Look at his son, Biden, Hunter, and look at these videos of him having sex with four-year-old girls, folks. This is satanic sick. Now, I will do everything humanly possible. Bennett and I talked about it with Professor Paul here today. What is going to happen? He mentioned militias, posse comitatuses. He mentioned all kinds of things. The American people, the Christians. We're all going to have to rise up to put an end to these people once and for all at some point. Let's see if the Trump drains the swamp now or whether we're going to have to go drain it for him. I just wanted to add that part of my opinion. Okay?
Thank you for your commentary, Stu. Always valuable, insightful. Joffrey, where are you at now with some of the narrative that Stu and I have provided? I think we're dug in, and it's just it's going to get uglier. And I want to be hopeful, as Heidi suggested, because it's all in God's hand. And at this point, if we're not living for God, then we're not living. So what say you, Joffrey?
Well, I think up front with the honesty with ourselves and our audience is paramount. I mean, I think we have to tell it like it is and let the chips fall where they may. Now, you asked a question earlier, you know, what do we think is going on or what do we think is going to happen? It might be a bigger question to say, what do they have planned for us? And I can kind of back that up with some scripture too, but throwing this out, you know, some of the talk I've heard is, okay, you're going to have a 240-square-foot cubicle. You're not going to need a police force. We'll do away with that. Don't worry about the meat. We're going to provide you test tube, bovine contrived meat from a test tube. You won't need to own anything. You won't have any ownership, so you don't have to worry about that. You're not going to need a vehicle. We've got that taken care of. By the way, if you have the COVID pass or whatever they want to call it, you'll be able to travel. But keep in mind, you're going to be rationed to a limit, that is, of your visits to, say, a state park or a national park. You need to treat that as a privilege. It's not something you should expect to have happen often. It's just a privilege, but it's out there. So digesting what you guys are saying, something I heard that kind of perked my interest was they're not testing for COVID, but they're testing for RNA. Does that sound like that makes sense?
Yes.
Okay. So that to me is, wait a minute. You know, these kits and these test kits are a concern. And I think we probably don't know enough about these test kits. I think there's some rotten in Denmark for those tests.
You're on point on something here, Jeffrey, because what a better way than to fit a DNA changer to your RNA. The DNA, so they got your record. They got your record. So they make a specific drug for you. So when you come get your vaccination, you got a specific one because there's something the matter with Paul. He's got some kind of thing in him. It's called Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit.
There you go.
That's a little bit different. So what are we going to do to mind screw him and make him one of our little satanic robots?
Okay, I love it. That's true. We have Christ. That the blood of Christ is the distinguishing factor that we identify with. That I don't know how this is going to go down. I mean, they might try to. What if they just say we're going to inject everybody? We're going to inject you with a DNA altering RNA.
I hate to tell them this, but Fauci and Gates and all these New World Order pigs, Soros. Guess what? If it breaks out, what Scott said most likely will happen, those people are probably going to get 50 to 100 injections of the people that are around me that I'm going to go pay them a visit with. So they'll get 50 shots. We'll make them a robot, tie them to a tree. Go ahead.
Okay. So getting back to that RNA, you know, that being the objective, if they can alter who we are internally, we might be more in tune to what they have planned for us externally. So a couple of things to read real quick that I think are noteworthy from Isaiah 24. You know, the earth mourns and fades away. The world languishes and fades away. The haughty people of the earth languish. The earth is also defiled under its inhabitants because they have transgressed laws. We are in the middle of transgressing laws. To continue real quick with this, it says, we changed ordinances, broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore, the curse has devoured the earth, and those who dwell in it are desolate. Therefore, the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men are left. And have we not seen fires? I'm not saying this is a direct relationship to those fires, but we will probably see more fires. But when you change God's laws and you try to change the times, we know there is somebody waiting in the wings who's going to attempt to change the days and the times, and he's going to get that done. So we are in the middle of a transition. It seems like we're on the precipice of something that is, you can feel it. You can sense it. I'm sure the audience, people listening, you do too. You know that something is not quite right. And there's an amping up of the spiritual battle, and we're stupid to think it isn't happening. So I totally sense and feel what it is. But I will pass it back on to you guys, and I'd like your thoughts on where you think we are with as far as, are they going to implement this? Yes, yes, no. What's our time frame? What does the Christian do when somebody comes down the street in that military vehicle? Is it a one- or two-shot process? And fill me in on what you guys think.
I think they're very far along with their New World Order.
And this COVID lockdown is proof of how aggressive they are and how they have their boots on our neck. And Heidi, I'm going to call you in on this because I think you may have said something or shared something. And basically you've got this abuser, and the abuser is abusing the American people. And we're all saying we resist. No thanks. That's your fantasy. No, I'm not on board with that. No. And yet I got to tell you, my neighborhood, people are wearing masks and they're afraid and they're drinking the Kool-Aid. And so I think we got Stockholm syndrome. I think we got, somehow want more abuse from the abuser.
I'm going to add to that the propaganda that comes out of the mainstream media. Tomorrow I will have a link up where you can file charges with the FCC, the Federal Communications Court, against reporters and against different networks for putting out false and devious information. I have a whole list of things that are going to be on my site tomorrow, folks. You're going to have to click the link with Donald Trump stands for you at the top. There will be a new link with some of these formats in there. Templates, how to do recalls, make them recount every state, do different things. I just want to add that, Paul. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you. Heidi, can you build on that? We're Stockholm syndrome, and we seem to somehow want more from our abusers.
You know, absolutely. You know, it's kind of one of those things, some people that have had to deal with, narcissism, with whether it be in the workplace, in the family, they can actively see, my goodness, what is being happened, or what is happening. ultimately, it starts with being bullied, distorting reality. And then it's using repetitive, like in our case with what we are seeing in media, is repetitive programming, like you said, cases, COVID cases, on and on and on, and then to see, to see it in our grocery stores, in everywhere, the symbolism of the mask, walk this way, heard that way, having partitions in stores, wearing a mask in a restaurant. These are all things that not only is the media, but even just our day-to-day living, what is taking place. But back to the narcissism aspect of things, one of my friends posted, conspiracy theorists are now the very people trying to pull their friends out of a relationship with an abusive person, i.e. this narrative, this controlled state, and pointing out all the ways that they are being bullied, they are being controlled, they are being abused, and also having regular citizens abusing one another now. We've got our mouth Nazis everywhere, giving dirty looks, not knowing the very person that they might be giving a dirty look to may have PTSD, may not be able to wear a mask. In my case, I have COPD. I cannot wear a mask. But, of course, if I was not a bold, strong person in the Lord, I guarantee you I'd be freaking out every time I went to the store because it's a pure intimidation tactic. One of the things that ultimately...
May I add to this?
Yes.
What is all this COVID virus and all this stuff about? Bottom line, it's to win the election, bring about new world order, et cetera. But what's the missing ingredient? You're a woman. I'm a man. I'm not interested in you. You got a boyfriend. Here's the point. What's the one thing that everybody is missing in this? It's called L-O-V-E. It's called human contact.
Amen.
Oh, I can't touch their hand. I can't do this. I can't touch them. It's all about that. What does touch between two human beings create?
Bonding.
You got it. What are they trying to do? what's Satan trying to do? And he's sending these young people batshit crazy because they're afraid to even find a mate in life.
Yep.
Touch. Hey, the aliens said we can't touch each other. The aliens, the fallen angels, said we can't touch each other. Biden says we got to wear masks. You can't see each other's face. I want to see that girl's face. I want to see that beautiful face and compliment her.
Amen. Amen.
Got it?
And, you know, that's why literally everywhere I go, even to the store, I make sure I am actively wearing a smile. Because people forget what, without my mask on, I'm one of the few people that can actually share love simply through a smile.
And I'm putting in every girl that I see behind the counter with a mask in a hospital, nursing homes, hey, I want to see your gorgeous face. I know based on your eyes, you got a cute face. They're all pulling down their masks now, showing me their face.
Oh,
giving them love. I'm giving them love that way. They're not getting it any other way. Maybe not.
Yep. And everyone needs encouragement. There's no one person. No one is so confident that they don't need encouragement. We need it. But right now, I was even just watching a study done by a Harvard professor, which I'm not a big Harvard fan. I'm just only saying that for some people that might find some sort of, credibility in that. But it was a study that was done over 30 years ago, and what he was talking about is the response, the facial response of a mother to a child or a person to a little, like a one-year-old, and showed the interactions, the smiles, the response that a baby, how the baby responds when seeing the mother being in a delighted mode with their behaviors. And then they cut to this mom, same mother, having a blank face, blank look on her face, no response, no smiling, no anything to this child, and how this child just started literally, physically moving and feeling as though you could see the insecurity. You could see the fear on this precious child's face. And I thought, oh, my word, look at all these precious babies. As a mom, that's where I go to. I think, how are our children being traumatized by people and themselves wearing masks?
All this entire demon crap. Operation, covert operation called the coronavirus. And I believe there is a legitimate biological chemical agent form of chemtrails that they're dumping on us. Because I myself got very more ill about 2 weeks ago. After I'd mowed the lawn for the last time and made my move a little bit, sold a mower to the neighbor. From mowing the lawn that day, they were spraying chemtrails. All I've been doing is sniffling since. I got a little donation. I went over and got some oregano P73 that I was out of. And I've been taking it for the past 3-4 days. And guess what? I was getting up in the middle of the night, coughing like a dog, spitting stuff out of my lungs for the past 2-3 nights. Then I got the oregano about 4 days ago. Been taking it since, and now I'm not coughing like a dog in the middle of the night. Now, what are they trying to do? To light this up with chemtrails that I saw on KCGV5.com, local station, Kansas City. I saw McNamara. Matter of fact, your father, I talked to him years ago during the SNL scandal through Anthony Kimmery, a friend. Did a lot of stories for me out of Washington. Her father I talked to, and she put on a report 3 months ago. I went to get the picture off the internet, it wasn't there, of a coronavirus victim x-ray after the death. Their lungs had metal in it, and their brain had shrunk, which was the same thing that happened to the nurse in California. I've interviewed a couple times that they had 5G in their neighborhood. Now, they got 5G cranked up to the max. They're dumping that shitload of chemtrails on us. I get this crap in my lungs. It's giving me a covert oversight, should we say, of what they did before election. They dumped chemtrails with crap in it. People here in Kansas City call it the chemtrail crud. An attorney told me, Stolt, in December of last year is when I started breathing funny. It started hitting me. By January, I was coughing like you were, like a dog in the spring. He says, I thought you were getting Alzheimer's and stuff. Every time I came over, all you're doing is coughing. It was chemtrails. And oregano, folks, number 73, is one of the most powerful drugs on the planet to heal your lungs and your body. It kicks it in super overdrive. That's all the alternative nurses and doctors have told me. And it's working for me. So get it, because it may be chemtrails that's causing this virus. Just food for thought. I added my opinion. Go ahead.
Thanks for your analysis. We're going to wind it down now because, Stu, this is our second show today, and we got to do shows tomorrow or the next day. So what do you want to close us with, Joffrey? I think we should close in prayer, but any more analysis? I've thrown out a lot. Stu's thrown out a lot. Heidi's been her usual amazing self. What do you got, Joffrey?
Well, I guess I'm closing out awareness of just what's going on around us. I think personally, being have a concealed carry, just be aware, situational awareness. I think it's more critical to understand the time we're in, and I think the clock's running. So I think lifting up each other, knowing who your friends are, building those relationships with people you care about, staying in touch with those people. Does somebody need help? Does somebody need something? We need to be ministers to those people. But we are in perilous times, and I think we're on the front end of this great reset, which we didn't talk too much about. But that great reset is not just a financial one. It's across the board. And so many different things. So when that baby gets whammied on us, I think then it's going to matter. It's going to matter who we know. It's going to matter who our friends are. It's going to matter how much time we spend on our knees. Like you said the other day, Paul, hey, before you go to the store, I think you need to pray before you can go to the store. Well, that kind of stuck with me. I think our listeners need to realize the spiritual battle is a real one. It's for life. It's an eternal battle. It isn't just for a few days. It's not just for a month. We're talking about eternity. Again, you get your mind around eternity, you can't. It's something we're not capable of doing. We're limited in our thought process. We aren't God. You know, Job asked God questions, and God fires some back. Job couldn't answer him. How can he answer God? Can a man answer God in 1,000 tries? No, we can't. So we don't understand everything. But we do have a guideline, and we got a Bible. We've got a roadmap. And I think shame on us if we don't use that roadmap. I know you and Stu have spent a lot of time in prophecy. I think that would be a good thing for us to go over in a show. I'd love to have you guys give some input on that, all of us actually. Share, you know, maybe where we spend eternity a little bit and what are the precursors to that event. And I think we talk about them, but I think we can talk a little more specifically from Scripture about those too. So all of this is good. I think the format is wonderful, what you guys are doing. And fired up, you guys are fired up. I get fired up when you guys say we did two shows, we're in another show. Come on, what are we waiting for? You know, it's ridiculous. We got to be moving. We got to be doing. We got to be talking. We got to tell people. So anyway, that's my 2 cents. I'm going to pass it on.
Great analysis, superb thinking, timely, well said. Heidi, loving our neighbor, loving God with all our hearts, all our minds, all our will, and then loving our neighbor. You're showing it to me every time I check up on you.
Oh, you know what? That absolutely is a treasure in my heart, and I mean that with everything in me. I feel I mess up, and my hope is that in that transparency of being honest, that I'm just a sinner like anyone else, that I am in desperate need of my Savior every single day. That's my hope, is that my friends, I keep getting bites. I keep getting conversations from folks that just do not love nor know the Lord, and He doesn't know them. And
I keep begging for forgiveness every day.
I love that.
And repentance. I mean, let's face it. I got so much work to do on myself that loving my neighbor should be easy, because I'm a piece of work.
I got this Marine Corps attitude that they put in me, the David and Goliath story. I'm ready to go take care of business, but I keep having to ask him for forgiveness of my heart for wanting to go out and take care of business. Go ahead.
That's a great way of putting it. Boy, and for any one of us, one of my favorite things to say is, gosh, I got to look in the mirror. And anytime I ever share, something that might cause someone to be upset and feel as though I'm judging them, I'm saying this as I look in the mirror at myself and in my own ugly heart, sinful heart. So, it is a battle. We know we are in a spiritual battle. And, man, I guess one thing that I want to just encourage everyone is we are going to be hit exactly where we are the weakest. And one of the biggest areas is in our home life, too. And it's going to be – I've read so many articles about how this COVID thing is destroying the family and ripping it in shreds and being propaganda.
The divorce rate is phenomenal. I guess these people should never have been hooked up together. Unbelievable.
Well, hey, you guys, we could go expansive on a number of topics, and I need to close it out. Okay. Ivy, would you honor us with prayer, or Jeffrey? We got to come back soon, but I got to close it down here.
Okay.
Then Heidi, go ahead for 1 minute and finish and conclude.
All right. Oh, Heavenly Father, what an absolute privilege it is to come before the throne, pour out our hearts, to confess our sins to you, to know that you, through Christ, are willing to forgive us the amazing grace on such a wretched sinner like myself. Father, I thank you so much for just the Holy Spirit bringing to life your precious love letter, the Bible. In days where I feel just beat up, chewed up, and spit out, it's such a privilege to be able to come before you and like Stu has so many times said, asking the Holy Spirit to just reveal what you want us to know in your word and exactly what we need to do. Lord, I cry that out. I cry out that very prayer for every single Christian. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters. I pray that we are so in lockstep and one-minded together so that we can go into this battle, the battle for truth, the battle for the gospel, and to bring a massive harvest home to heaven to you,
amen,
Lord.
Amen.
I just pray that in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. We will get back and
in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus Christ, I'm in agreement with her prayer. I'm in agreement with everybody's prayers who know you, Father. You know me. In the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus Christ, Father, by your stripes,
I only live because of you. Father, you know my secrets. You know my secrets as far as prayer. You know what I've asked for. I'm just asking for you to confirm, Father, and confirm and keep confirming. My prayers are being answered, Father. Keep exposing the enemy, Father, of you. I ask in your holy name, in the name of Jesus, by your blood, by your stripes, you, Father, my Lord and Savior, you, the only thing that I have in life, Father, you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I agree with that as well. I agree with that. Heavenly Father, we also lift up Stu and Paul, Professor Paul and Heidi. I really, really appreciate the honesty of the hearts of the men that we are talking with tonight. And Stu's warrior spirit, we need that too, Lord. I know we are not given a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of great might. That's endowed by you, and that's a heavenly thing. So there are those that we need to love to you, but there are those that we need to be firm and tough with. And Father, you show it. And having a precatory prayer against the enemy and being ready to take up arms for your sake, that may be called upon, that we need to do so, we're here. We look to you for direction. We need your guidance. We need your strength.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Heavenly Father, you are the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. And we are so grateful for every listener. And we pray a hedge of protection over all of us, that your son and his warriors protect all of us. And
you promised, Father, in Psalms 92, angels of protection, Father, if we ask. Excuse me.
Absolutely. We also ask beyond your mercy for your wisdom. All of us, those talking, those listening, we need to hear from you, and we need to do our part. For some of us, it's going to be prayer and fasting. For others of us, that prayer and fasting is going to give us the answers we need to know what we should be doing more of. We know the Great Commission, Mark 16:15, Jesus came to save, he came to heal, and he came to deliver. Some of us have health conditions. Some of us have financial issues. Many of us have family struggles. All of us need your protection, your wisdom. But most of all, I think we all need our hearts to be aligned and content with you. We also know that we need to give thanks and be grateful at all times. Even when we're not winning, or we're not feeling healthy, or we're not financially in the best shape, because eternity is a long time, Father, and we need you to tame us, to make our hearts tender to the way that you want us to love others and to live as your son would have us live. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus Christ, Father. By your stripes, my Lord and Savior, I'm in confirmation with what Paul has requested, Heidi and Jeff. But Father, for those who do not know you, I would ask, Father, for special favor to those listeners today. Be empowered with the Lord. It's bigger than a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Get empowered with the Lord. Go before him on your hands and knees and request one thing that I said earlier in the show, Father. I ask for that special favor for everybody that listens to this radio program, that they get on their hands and knees, request one favor, Father, and you give them. Not $1 million, anything like that. He's not going to give it to you. Of your heart, what is in your heart that you need change, ask him. And Father, I'd ask for you to answer their prayers, to show them that you're real, Father, where they seek you, Father, Jesus Christ, my Savior. Amen.
Amen.
We'll be on again soon. Thank you all.
God bless
you, Jeff.
Brother.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Heidi.
Love you, Stu. Thank you.
Love you back. God bless.
You're welcome. Love all of you. StuWeb.com, folks. Good night.
Good night.